بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And in this lesson, we come to a very, very important topic, and that is al-qawlu bila ilm, speaking without knowledge. So the topic of today's lesson is Al-Qawlu Bila Ilm, speaking without knowledge. Meaning speaking about Islam, giving a ruling, giving a fatwa, passing a comment on something or on somebody without having knowledge. And this is one of the severe sins. One of the major sins is to speak regarding that which you do not know. And also, this is the main cause of the confusion and the misguidance of many people. When people think they are qualified to speak about Islam or give a ruling or give a fatwa, pass a judgment, and they are not qualified. And this is a bigger problem today because of the internet. At least previously, if a person spoke, then the effect or the influence of his statement, it was contained. But now, because of the internet, because of the audiences can be so big and you could be sitting in your room or in your house, then the fitna is more severe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the many ayat which He revealed regarding this, He revealed three specific ayat. The first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He addressed and He spoke to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He said to His own Prophet, He said, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not speak about, do not utter a statement regarding that which you do not know. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ. Because the hearing and the sight and the hearts, كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانُوا عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. A person will be questioned regarding every single one of them. And this ayah in Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 36. Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 36. So in this noble ayah, who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid from speaking without knowledge? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is Sayyidul Mursaleen, if he has been forbidden from speaking without knowledge regarding Islam, then every single person is more worthy of this ayah. And in the second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addressed Nuh alayhi salam. When Nuh asked Allah for his own son to be saved from the punishment, even though he had disbelieved, Allah said to Nuh alayhi salam, and the ayah is in Surah Hud, ayah number 46. He said, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not question me regarding something over which you have no knowledge. إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I admonish you lest you should be from the jahileen, from the people of ignorance. So in this second ayah, who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address and forbid from speaking about Islam without knowledge? One of the greatest messengers from the Ulul Azm, from the five mighty great messengers, Ulul Azm, Nuh alayhi salam, the one who remained upon this earth for 950 years calling to At-Tawheed. And yet Allah spoke to him and forbade him and admonished him, and He said, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not question me about something which you have no knowledge of. If you do this, إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I admonish you that you will become from the ignorant. And then the third ayah is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rebuked Ahlul Kitab. Those who were given the scriptures and they were given the revelation, Allah rebuked them. And He said regarding them in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 66, He said, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ حَاجَجَتُمْ فِي مَا لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلِمَ تُحَاجُونَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ He said regarding them that you dispute each other with the evidences which you have. So then why do you talk against each other with knowledge that you do not have and the evidences which you do not have? So in the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He cultivated His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He forbade him from speaking about Islam regarding a matter which he has no knowledge. And then the second one is when He forbade His great Prophet Nuh alayhi salam from speaking without knowledge. And then the third one is when He rebuked Ahlul Kitab. And there are many statements from the Salaf, from the Sahaba and from the Ulama, beautiful statements regarding the severity of speaking without knowledge. And as I mentioned, one of the main causes of the fitna today is because people speak without knowledge. And we mentioned previously how some of the Salaf, they would say, Rahimullah Imra'an Arafa Qadra Nafsihi. May Allah have mercy upon a person who knows his own level. فَوَقَفَ عِنْدَهُ. And then he stops at his own level. So from the statements of the Salaf is the statement of Ibn Jama'ah. He said, إِذَا سُئِلَ عَمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُهُ قَالْ لَا أَعْلَمُهُ. If a person is asked regarding an issue which he does not know, he should simply say, لَا أَعْلَمُهُ, I do not know. Or he says, لَا أَدْرِي, I don't know. فَمِنَ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يَقُولْ لَا أَعْلَمْ. Because it is from knowledge to say, I do not know. This is from knowledge. And some of the ulama, they used to say, لَا أَدْرِي نِصْفُ الْعِلْمِ. That saying, I do not know, this is a half of knowledge. Because knowledge, it is either you know something or you do not know something. So if you know something with its evidences and you are sure about it, then give the answer. And if a person doesn't know, then a person says, لا أدري, I do not know. Or like the brother said, لا أعلم, I do not know, الله يعلم, Allah knows. الله أعلم, Allah knows best. And a person saying, لا أدري, a person saying, I do not know, this doesn't diminish or decrease the status of a person. Rather, it raises the person. Because when a person doesn't know something and he says, I do not know, then he's showing humbleness in front of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I mentioned a hadith last week and I requested from you that you memorize the hadith regarding humbleness to Allah. What is the hadith? Tafadhal, Shaykh. من تواضع لله زبير
وانا ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نقص الصدقات من المال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو الى العزه وما تواضع احد لله الى رفعه
الله احسن. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما تواضع احد لله الا رفعه الله. Nobody humbles themselves for the sake of Allah except Allah will raise them. So when a person doesn't know the answer to something and then says, Allahu A'lam, La Adri, La A'lam, then he is humbling himself in front of Allah and Allah will raise that person. And also a person saying, La Adri, it shows the purification of his heart. It shows taharatu qalbihi. Because if a person pretends to know when he doesn't know and he answers questions when he doesn't have the evidence, then that shows that there is a khubth in his heart. There is an impurity in his heart. And that the knowledge which he has, it is only for showing off. But when a person says, La Adri, then he isn't pleasing the people. He's only pleasing Allah, Jalla fil Ula. And a person shouldn't think that if I say la adri, if I say I do not know, that I'm going to be diminished in the eyes of the people. Rather, perhaps he didn't know the answer and he gave the wrong answer, and then this wrong answer becomes spread amongst the people. Or it becomes known regarding this individual that he speaks without knowledge. Even the things that he isn't sure about, he'll just give an answer. And therefore, his diminished, it will be, his value or his status will be diminished. And also, all of you know the story of Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rebuked Musa alayhi salam. Or he cultivated Musa alayhi salam in the ayah in which Allah says, فَوَجَدُوا عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, that they found a worshipper from amongst our worshippers. آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا, we gave him mercy from ourselves. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, and we taught him knowledge from us. In Tafsir ibn Kathir, Qatada, and he was from the Tabi'een and from the Mufassirun of the Tabi'een, he says, this ayah, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, that we gave him knowledge, we taught him from us, this person, Ay Khidr alayhi salam. Allah said regarding Khidr, we gave him knowledge from ourselves. Qatada said, Su'ila Musa, that one day Musa alayhi salam, he was asked, Hal fil ardi a'lamu mink, is there anybody upon the face of the earth who is more knowledgeable than you? Faqala la. And Musa alayhi salam said, no, there is nobody upon the face of this earth who is more knowledgeable than me. فَأَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَعْرِيفَهُ أَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ هُوَ أَعْلَمْ مِنْهُ. So Allah wanted to teach Musa alayhi salam that rather there is upon the earth somebody who is more knowledgeable than him. وَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ أَنْ يُجِيبَهُمْ بِمَا لَا عِلْمَ لَهُ بِهِ. And it wasn't for Musa alayhi salam to give an answer regarding something which he does not know. بَلْ يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَكِلَهُ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِهِ. Rather, it was upon Musa alayhi salam to refer the question back to the one who knows, I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Musa alayhi salam, when he was asked, is there anybody upon the face of the earth who is more knowledgeable than you? Then he should have said, Allah knows best. Allah knows who is more knowledgeable upon this earth. Because he said, no, I am the one who is the most knowledgeable, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chose a person, Khidr alayhi salam, who was not from the prophets or the messengers, but he gave him knowledge which Musa alayhi salam did not have, to teach Musa alayhi salam that on this issue you did not know, and you should have said that Allah knows best. You should not have spoken about something which you do not have knowledge over. And Al-Shaykh al-Sa'di, in his tafsir of this ayah, so Qatada, this was mentioned by Ibn Kathir. And as for Al-Shaykh al-Sa'di, he said, وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ مَا يَجِبُ عَلَى الْمُعَلِّمِينَ, that the greatest, from the greatest obligations upon the teachers, أَنْ يَقُولُوا لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَهُ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ, is that they should say, regarding something which they do not know, they should say, I do not know. And they should say, Allahu A'lam. They should say, Allah knows best. وَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِنَاقِسٍ لِقْأَقْدَارِهِمْ, and this does not diminish their status. بَلْ هَذَا مِمَّا يُزِيدُ قَدْرَهُمْ, rather this is something which raises their status. وَيُسْتَدَلُّ بِهِ عَلَى كَمَالِ دِينِهِمْ, and this is an evidence for the completion of their knowledge and their taqwa. وَتَحَرِّيهِمْ لِلصَّوَابِ, and by them saying, I do not know, this shows that that scholar, he only wants the truth, and he's always investigating the truth. And for this reason, when he did not know something, he said, I do not know. And there are benefits in a person saying La Adri. There are benefits in a person saying, I do not know, if he does not know. Firstly, this is the obligation upon the person. So when a person says La Adri, this statement, it is ibadah of Allah. It is an act of worship. Because Allah ordered the people, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, do not speak about that which you have no knowledge over. So when a person doesn't know something about Islam And then he says, I do not know. He's fulfilling the commandment of Allah. He's fulfilling the obligation. This is an act of worship. He's rewarded for saying, La adri. And if he gave a knowledge, and if he gave an answer, and he did not know, then he is punished for it. And then secondly, the second benefit is, if a person does say, I do not know, then perhaps those who are sitting around him will check and research and investigate for him and bring the answer to him. So they will say that because my teacher didn't know, let us check and research what the ulama have said, and then the answer comes to him. And the third benefit is that if a person always stops at the limits of what he knows, and if he doesn't know something, he says to the people, I do not know, the people will trust him. Because then the people will say that this sheikh, this teacher, he only speaks about what he knows. And when he doesn't know, then he does not speak. And therefore the people, the audience, they trust the teacher. And finally, the other benefit of La Adri and La A'lam is that it is a lesson for the students. That the teacher and the sheikh, he's cultivating his students as well. That if you do not know something, then say, I do not know. Do not speak about the religion of Allah without knowledge. And then there are statements of the ulama. Like Al-Imam Malik. Imam Malik said, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Imamul Muslimin. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the Imam of all of the Muslims. Was Sayyidul Alimin. And he was the master of all of the scholars. Yus'al an shay, and yet he would be questioned about something. Fala yujibu hatta ya'tihi al-wahi. And he would not speak up until revelation would come to him. And there are many ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about something and he remained silent. And he would remain silent for a while. Up until the one who was questioned, maybe he has gone away. And then after a while, the Prophet would say, Aina sa'il, where is the one who asked the question? And the companion would say, Ana sa'il, I'm the one who asked the question, O Messenger of Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would answer him. Why did the Prophet remain silent all that time? Because he didn't want to speak without knowledge, he was waiting for revelation to come to him. So when the wahi would come to him, then he would speak. So if this is Imam al-Muslimin, if this is the Imam of all of the Muslims, all of the Ummah, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, and the chief of and the master of all of the prophets and the messengers, in fact Sayyid waladi Adam, the best of all of humans and creation, and yet when he is asked a question, he would hesitate and he would remain silent up until revelation would come to him. Yeah. Then anybody who is after him is more deserving of this characteristic. And Ash-Sha'bi said, La adri nisful ilm. Ash-Sha'bi said, La adri nisful ilm. Saying, I do not know, this is a half of knowledge. Saying, I do not know, is a half of knowledge. It is narrated from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He said, Al-ilmu thalatha, that knowledge is three. Meaning, knowledge is three types of answers. Firstly, kitabun natiq. It is the book which speaks, either Quran. Knowledge is one of three answers. Either you recite an ayah from the Quran, kitabun natiq, or sunnatun madhiyah, or it is an established sunnah, meaning you mention an authentic hadith, or la adri, or it is saying I do not know. This is knowledge. Knowledge is either an ayah you recite, so you answer the question, or hadith you mention and it is an authentic hadith, or it is the statement la adri. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu wa arda, he said, min ilmi al-rajul an yaqula lima la ya'lam, Allahu a'lam. that from the knowledge of a person is to say regarding something which he does not know, Allah knows best. This is from the knowledge of a person. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said to him, قُلْ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجَرٍ I do not ask you any wage or reward for that which I say. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ And neither am I from the mutakallifin. The mutakallifin meaning those who pretend and those who fabricate and those who mention something that does not exist. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to not be from the pretenders. Those who pretend to have knowledge and they do not have knowledge. And Al-Imam Ahmad, he said, لَيْسَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُتَكَلَّمَ فِيهِ That it isn't necessary for everything that you have to speak about it. You have to choose what you speak about and choose what you remain silent over. And then he said, وَذُكِرَ أَحَادِيثُ النَّبِيِّ There are ahadith from the Prophet. كَانَ يُسْأَلْ The Prophet would be asked a question. فَيَقُولُ لَا أَدْرِي حَتَّى أَسْأَلْ جِبْرِيلِ And he would say, I do not know up until I ask Jibreel alayhi salam. Meaning, I ask Jibreel that is there wahi something? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak. And Sufyan al-Thawri, he said, min fitnati rajuli in kana faqihan. That a test for a person is, if he is from the scholars, is an yakun al-kalamu ahabbu ilayhi min al-sukut. That speech is more beloved to him than silence. And this is the fitna for a talib al-ilm. This is the fitna for a teacher. That he loves to speak more than he loves to remain silent. If a person knows, he speaks. If a person doesn't know, then he prefers to remain silent. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت Whoever has iman in Allah and the final day, then speak with goodness or remain silent. So speaking with goodness is speaking with knowledge. And therefore, if you don't have the knowledge, then it is better to remain silent. And Ibn Sirin, Muhammad Ibn Sirin, rahimullah, he said, لأن يموت الرجل جاهلا خير له من أن يقول ما لا يعلم For a person to die upon ignorance is better than for a person to say something and he does not know. A person who dies upon ignorance, he harms himself because he didn't know something. So the jahil, the ignorant person, his harm is restricted to his own self. But the one who speaks without knowledge, not only does he harm himself, but he harms the rest of creation. So he orders them with something, and maybe it isn't wajib. He obligates upon them something, and it wasn't an obligation. He makes something which is halal, and it was haram. And this is why it is better for a person to die as a jahil, because at least he has only harmed himself, as opposed to dying a person who speaks and gives fatawa, and he did not have knowledge. And Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu, he said, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ يَقُولُ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمْ He said, woe be to a person who says regarding something he doesn't know, he says, I know regarding it. Woe be to this person. And Al-Ghazali afallahu anhu, he said, لو سكت من لا يعرف قل الاختلاف That if those people who didn't know, if only they remain silent, then the ikhtilaf which occurs and the difference which occurs and the confusion which occurs, it would reduce. But because of people speaking, then fitna increases and al-ikhtilaf increases. And a person should say, La adri, I do not know. And this was something which the companions were upon, that they would refuse to answer a question if they did not know. And it is mentioned that a man came to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and he said to him, Atarithul Amma, that the auntie, does she inherit? Faqal La Adri. So Ibn Umar said, La Adri, I do not know. And the man said to him, Anta La Tadri, you Ibn Umar, from the fuqaha and the muhaddithin of the sahaba, from the sahaba, you do not know, you say La Tadri. And he said, Naam, idhhab ila al-ulama fas'alhu. He said, yes, go to the scholars and go ask them. As for me, I do not know. And this was Abdullah, the son of Umar radiallahu anhuma. And so there are many other narrations and statements like this from the ulama and the salaf and the sahaba, in which they were severe regarding a person who did not know about something and he spoke about it. And there is the alim, there is the scholar, and there is the muta'allim, the one who is seeking knowledge, and then there is the muta'alim. And the muta'alim is the pretender to knowledge. So the alim is the one who has knowledge, and the muta'allim is the one who seeks knowledge. He doesn't have knowledge, but he's sincere in seeking knowledge. The muta'alim is the one who doesn't have knowledge, and yet he pretends to have knowledge. And as I've mentioned, this person, he is the most dangerous and severe, more dangerous than the jahil. The jahil, he only harms himself. The muta'alim, he harms the rest of creation. And we'll suffice with that for this lesson. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from being from the muta'alimeen, those people who speak without knowledge. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'an wa amalan salihan wa rizqan tayyiba. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna 'ilma. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina 'adhaban nar. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.